Switch hitters are fairly common in baseball. Facing a right-handed pitcher, you bat as a lefty. Against a southpaw, you dig in as a righty. The opposite side of the batter's box gives you a better look at the ball and a significant advantage. What's not so common at any level of the game is a switch pitcher, but it happened a couple of weeks ago when Pat Venditti took the mound for the minor league Staten Island Yankees against switch hitter Ralph Henriquez of the Brooklyn Cyclones. On the mound, Venditti put the ball in his right hand and Henriquez stepped up left-handed, and when Venditti switched hands, Henriquez did too.
Henriquez is asking the umpire, if I come up here and he had his glove on the other hand, doesn't he have to pitch like that? This is wiffle ball rules.
And can he turn around during the at-bat and have the pitcher
and four
change
fouls
his glove during the at-bat?
And four fouls are now. That's
is,
the question he's asking. Right
this
now.
Is unusual.
Alfonso's saying he can do whatever he wants.
From what I understand, Venditti's father, when he was growing up in Nebraska.
Oh, he's switching. We got
him to do this. How about this? Did he change sides again?
He switched sides again. And now he's going. I've never seen anything like it. And he's going back again.
Oh, now this is becoming a comedy show right here.
That's Gary Appel and Dave Gallagher with a call on Sportsnet New York. And we've got Pat Venditti on the line with us now from the ballpark in Staten Island in New York City. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I guess you could take us back to that game with the Cyclones. What finally happened?
Well, after the delay, after things got ironed out, they had the hitter hit right-handed, and they had me pitch right-handed as well. So, in the end, it worked out to my advantage.
So you struck him out?
Yeah, it took some pitches, but I don't think he had seen a right-handed pitching while he was hitting right-handed in a long, long time. So I had the upper hand there.
Obviously, this doesn't come up very often, which is why the umpires were confused. And how did they decide to give the pitcher the last chance to switch hands?
The way I understand it, the minor league baseball rule is we each get to switch once, and the hitter has to declare first. So that would mean that in the end, it's my decision which way I'm going to throw.
And this came up when you were in college ball, did it not?
Yeah, in college it was a little bit different. The rule they had in place for that was once I stepped on the rubber, I couldn't change at all. So the hitter would just wait for me to step on, and then he would switch. So now there's a little bit more of a fair advantage for me.
Now, I've read that you are, in fact, a very different kind of pitcher, depending on which arm you use.
Yeah, from the right side, it's more of a power game. I rely on my fastball an awful lot. And then from the left side, I have to rely more on location and locating my off-speed pitches because I don't have as much velocity.
So a junk-balling left-hander and a fireballing right-hander.
Well, I don't know if it's a fireball. I got to worry about locating my right-handed fastball, too, because, it's not overpowering, but I rely on it a lot.
And are you naturally ambidextrous?
No, I can't do anything else left-handed. Baseball is the only thing, and pretty much just pitching now. I haven't worked on hitting in a long time, and that was the only other thing I could do from both sides. But it's just a baseball thing that I can use with my left hand.
Is it like Mickey Mantle, whose father really pushed him to become a switch hitter?
Well, yeah, but just on the opposite end of the spectrum, it's not something you see every day. And it took a long time, but I'm grateful my dad helped me with this.
And so it's been worth it. It must have been difficult, though.
It was difficult at times, but when you start that young, you don't get discouraged very often. And the thing with me, it just took longer to, to develop. And that's from both sides. Even when I got to college, I still wasn't ready to compete at the Division I level. And it took some time. So I'm grateful I stuck with it. And my dad and my coaches had me stay with it. So I've been very fortunate.
Are you familiar with the name of Greg Harris?
Yeah, I remember watching him do that on SportsCenter.
He was a guy who was able to throw with either hand. He pitched for the Boston Red Sox in the major leagues, but I'm told that he was not allowed to do it in a game by his own management.
I'm not too familiar with the details of that situation. I just remember one night, it was in the mid-90s. I think he was playing for the Expos at the time, and I saw him. He did switch in the same game, and I think he threw an inning with his opposite hand. It was a long time ago. I wasn't very old, but I do remember a little bit of that.
We were just doing some research on the web before the program, and that turned out to have been his very last inning in baseball,
really?
And he knew it, and he was going to say, all right, for once I'm going to do this.
Well, good for him. I guess it worked out well for him, then that's good.
What kind of a glove do you use?
I use a six-fingered glove It has two thumbs and the pockets in the middle. It's much different from your normal glove. It's a little bit bigger, but it fits comfortably on both sides, and I've been using one like this since I was seven, so it's pretty much the only thing I know.
And so you can easily switch it to either hand?
Yeah, it's transferable, and most people in the stands can't even tell I'm switching unless you're looking for it, so It's nice.
On a ground ball back to the mound, do you sometimes get confused and turn the wrong way and try to throw the ball to third base?
No, stuff like that doesn't happen. Maybe if I would have just started doing this, maybe something like that would happen. But when you do it as long as I've been doing it, you know, your brain trains itself to know what to do.
And I have to ask, every player is always listed on the rosters as, you know, it'll say, Andy Pettit, L for left-handed, or Mike Messina, R for right. Do they have, for you, Pat Venditti, S?
You know, I'm not sure how that works. I know they drafted me as a right-handed pitcher, but they have let me switch since I've been here, which has been nice. And it's allowed me to, be somewhat successful so far. And I'm not sure how they have me in the program. Maybe it is an S, though. I don't know.
Are you significantly better from one side or the other?
You know, that just depends on the day. Some days my stuff's better from one side than it is on the other, and that's just how it is, but it kind of depends on the day from that and the type of hitter I'm facing also. You know, I have something to do with that. It just really depends on the situation.
Well, good luck to you, and hopefully we'll get to see you switch pitch at Yankee Stadium.
I hope so. Thanks a lot for having me.
Pat Venditti, a switch pitcher, the only ambidextrous pitcher in pro baseball. He's with the Staten Island Yankees in low A ball. He joined us today from the play-by-play booth at the ballpark, where he'll face the Aberdeen Ironbirds later tonight. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.